Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Like I feel.
from where I used to be. I'm not what I'm gonna be, but I feel you just don't. Can anybody know what I'm talking about this evening? Yeah, I try to let it show. I really did. I tried to let it go. I really did. But I learned that I could grow.
But I can't.
You just don't wanna know.
Another episode of Unmasked with authorist Terry E. Lyle. And I want to thank all my listeners that are tuning in, the one in Hawaii, United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Nigeria, and Cameroon, Africa, Pakistan, Peru, Singapore, Iraq, Australia, and now we are added to the bunch, South America. So woo, 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 I am so glad that people are hearing me all over the globe. They must like the way I bring it because I be trying to get it there. And you know I just want to tell everybody tonight is going to be a great night because we have with us the phenomenal Beverly Fells Jones. I met this beautiful woman in Texas, man. She is all that and then some. If you look her up, you know, this female, she is a hypnotist, certified international speaker, radio host, advisor, seminar leader, author of 3 informative books, Manifesting the Life You Want, Christianity and the Law of Attraction, and the One Command. And she just started a new radio show called The Good Life. Man, she into gardening. What is it that she don't do? Only thing she don't do is put money in my pocket. But anyway, she making it do what it do. And I want to first introduce my co-host, the beautiful Felicia. How you doing, sweetheart?
Hello, everybody on this good Friday evening.
Yes, it's good to have you here. And my other co-host, Pastor Daniel Carter, he is right now, he's battling with pneumonia. We wish him a speedy recovery. But without further ado, because we're going to have an hour and a half with Ms. Fells Jones, and we need you all to call in if you want to ask a question. To 347-945-6003. If not, just sit back and listen. That's okay, too. But if you want to ask a question, hit your one key, then I know that you want to make a statement. But, you know, Ms. Jones was scheduled to be on here before, and we had some hellacious storms and things going through. We got knocked off, and this female, man, she bad to the bone. I couldn't even get on the radio, neither could my co-host. So she started talking, said, "Hey, I'm going to tell you about me, blah, 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 blah." She's a warrior. She's going to let nothing stop her. So I'm so happy to have you here. How you doing, Beverly?
Beverly.
Okay, I'm here. No, I had my phone on mute. So hello, everyone. And you got me sitting up here cracking up, I'm telling you. I just did what I do. I mean, that's all. You know, storms happen. Things happen. So you got to be prepared to step in and make things work. But thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have you here. But anybody else belly with a panty, they would say, "My God, the host here, the co-host, I'm by myself." But you put your big girl panties on, and you just say, "Well, let me tell you about me."
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness, Joe Belly, you're something else, man. I met this lady in person in June, and she is phenomenal, just like her thing, her resume that I gave you a little small portion of. She is phenomenal. She's a good person, man. She's very wise, you know, and she's very intimidating to men because men see this glamour girl, and then, you know, when she's talking about what she do, they be saying, "Oh, my God, can I keep up with her?" But, you know, the women like that, you know, go ahead and approach them. They're not as scary as you think. I mean, people think if you see a pretty woman that's intelligent, you're afraid to approach her. Well, go ahead. You never know. dance card might be open.
Might miss your good thing doing that.
Yeah, we're going to start let Felicia ask some questions of Beverly, and then I'm going to jump in right behind her.
Well, hello there again, beautiful Beverly.
Hello there.
Her voice even
sounds
sexy.
The last time we spoke, Beverly was carrying the whole show by herself. We were just in the midst of a turmoil. She just made it happen. So professional. She handled herself well. So, yeah, guys probably are very intimidated by a woman like her. I inspire to be more like you. Let me just say that first and foremost. I just wanted to know exactly what's the name of your book, and what can you just tell me a little bit about it? I know it's something about hypnosis, the things that you do with hypnosis.
Okay. Well, the main book that first introduces people to the concept of what I call meditative prayer or guided meditation. It is all information. It's called Christianity, the Law of Attraction, and the One Command. So it was really started because I started paying attention to this thing called the Law of Attraction, which was made pretty famous by a woman by the name of Rhonda Byrne, and she did a movie called The Secret. And it was all this, you know, publicity about it, and it was on the Oprah Winfrey Show. But
I had heard
of it before, but I kept saying, yeah, that stuff, they keep talking about it, but it doesn't work. And so my girlfriend made me read the book, and it just intrigued me. And when I start getting intrigued with something, I mean, I'm all in. You talk about obsessive compulsive, I am all in finding as much information as I can. And I came across this book called The One Command. I started reading it, doing the things inside of it, the techniques she talked about. And I got so involved, I found out there was a class in Waco. I went to that one-day class in Waco. I found out the author was going to be in Houston teaching a three-day class. I went to do that. And it just, and then the next class and the next class. So finally, I did a full-on training with Asara Lovejoy on Whidbey Island off the coast of Washington State. And that was a full-on training on the coaching program as well as using the One Command and helping people change their lives, helping people really dig down and find out what's stopping them, what's preventing them from doing the things that they really think they want to do, or their relationship with money, their relationship with family and friends. And so I learned that and paid attention to the technique and things, and then I found another technique by Jose Silva, and I wound up, okay, another OC moment. I got all involved with it and learned all of that, and I've been able to combine the two. But what I realized, both of them were based on self-hypnosis. So when I realized that, I said, well, let me go find out. I'm learning all this stuff. I'm putting people in these states. Let me really find out, you know, what this is. And so that's when I went to training and became a certified hypnotist. But the book really is talking about the fact that as a Christian, you really can do this thing called the Law of Attraction. It's all in the scriptures.
Amen. Well, let me ask you this, Beverly. I believe, like you said, too, because people say that if you want something, you write it down, it'll happen, and you speak things into existence. And I believe that's just what you call faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So with that being said, you know, I mean, believing in a higher calling, I believe in Christ and Jehovah's Father. So I just put it out there, you know, and it kept me a lot when I was going through some stuff in my life. So I believe that, I don't know if it's called hypnosis, but I just believe that it's faith-based. So, but I want to talk about the part of hypnosis where, like my co-host said, make her bark like a dog, like, you know, they did on Coming to America on that movie with Eddie Murphy, and the lady was up on one leg. Can you do that? Because you can't, show me some tricks.
So let's talk about that. First of all, I don't do that. But that's mainly, that's what's called stage hypnosis. And when you see that, the person is really picking specific people out of the audience that as they've been watching people as they come in and what they do. And when they pick this huge group on the stage, they know that out of that huge group, there'll be two or three who will actually be able to be hypnotized. Now, I can't make you bark like a dog or cluck like a chicken or do other things unless you were prone to do it before you got hypnotized. Those people were already class clowns before they got up on the stage.
Hey, baby, I love you. Give a whole paycheck away. Can you do that? Help me for myself. God, do that.
No. In fact, I had that conversation this morning. I met with a guy at a store, the owner of a store. He was asking me what I do, and we were talking, and he said, ask the same question. And the key is that when you decide that you want to go into and experience hypnosis, whether it's to lose weight, help lower your stress level, stop smoking, there's a lot of ways, control pain, because we can do that. You go in, and when I'm taking you into the hypnotic trance, you hear everything. You hear everything. And so it's not as though you don't hear it. Now, the other end of it is some people get so relaxed that I have to touch them on the arm because they fall asleep, right? And so you've got to be able to hear what I'm saying. You've got to be able to follow the suggestions that I give you. So you can't be totally out. You know, you can be totally relaxed and open to suggestion and be able to just listen and agree. So we don't talk about anything we haven't discussed before we go into the hypnosis. In fact, I ask you things like, where do you like to relax? Some people like the ocean. Some people like sand. Some people like the beach. Some people just like being in a hot tub or in the forest, you know, in a meadow. Where is the place that you can mentally go that you totally relax? Because I'm going to take you there during the process. So everything is done with agreement. There's nothing that's done without your personal agreement.
Wow. You know, when I used to be a paramedic, it was a session that was part of all the medical training, and they had us all in a classroom, and this instructor had us close our eyes and visualize water and everything. And I know one thing. I don't know that she hypnotized us, but I know it was very relaxed. And eventually I got out of hearing what she was saying. I got more into the imagery that she had created. And I was like, there, you know, and I was like, wow, that's cool. But one of my questions is, I've seen books out there about self-hypnosis and stuff. Is it any kind of thing where you start doing that, and then, like, say, for instance, I'm reading a book, how to hypnotize myself for whatever reason, and then is it possible I get stuck and I can't come out, then I look stupid until they say,
yeah.
Oh, man.
I was working the same.
Yeah, okay, so, no, you can't get stuck and can't get out. All right, so there was a friend of mine who was also playing with hypnosis when they were kids. See, some people get involved in this fairly early. And so she hypnotized, you know, her cousin. But she couldn't pull her cousin out for some strange reason. The cousin just wouldn't come back out. Well, what happens is that you just fall asleep. And when you wake up, you're back out of it. All it is that, let me talk a little bit about how your brain works. You and I, we're in what is called the beta brainwave. And if you look at, let's talk music. All right, so if we're dealing with music and it's a really, really quick step, you're doing a foxtrot, you know, so I'm old school, right? So you're doing something really fast. It's a really fast song, and it's moving fast. That's beta, all right? You are you are really moving on, and that's what we work in every day when we're busy, we're doing math, we're making quick decisions, we're in beta, really moving fast. Then we slow down, okay, and we slow down, and yeah, let's go to let's go West Coast Swing. Okay, so the cadence for the West Coast Swing, it's a little slower. It's not as fast as doing fast dancing. East Coast Swing is really fast, so we just slow down the taste. Well, West Coast Swing, with its cadence and its rhythm, is going into the hypnotic state. That is what we call alpha. We're just going, and so examples, you said, wait a minute, what am I doing pulling into my driveway? I was going to go to the grocery store before I went home, all right? And you say, how did I get from point A to point B? You've gone into a hypnotic state. So you do it all day, multiple times a day. So that's the alpha state, and that's where most hypnotists try to get you into that relaxed state.
I've been in alpha before.
Commercials.
That one time I was out of state and I was driving and I was tired and I don't know how I finally got home, but I realized I was there. Now, when you talk about alpha, and alpha is like you're going quicker, right? Or beta is going fast and alpha is slower. What is it like, for instance, when you meet this person for the first time? Because I've felt this before. And for whatever reason, this guy had me like my heart pow, 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 my ex-husband, you know, and with. I hold on to
that was just, lust.
Right? I said, am I hypnotized? Well, I'm just stuck on stupid.
Actually, that's for the other book. but it was, so, you know, that has to do with chemistry. That has to do with pheromones. That has to do with, you know, eye contact. That is another subject. It's outside of the hypnosis. That's more on chemical reaction in your body.
Okay, well, then Felicia know a lot about that, because Felicia is very attractive to people who don't know Felicia, and it just seems like attractive people, just people gravitate towards them. It's like, you know, it's like if you're attractive, you get more people who will believe what you say, they will gravitate towards you, and if you're ugly, God forbid, you know, people are nervous. You know, but you just look at people, because if you dress nice, people give you more respect. It's like, wow. But Felicia, go ahead and ask the question, baby.
Well, thank you for that compliment. I appreciate that, Terry. That made
girl.
Me feel better, because I don't think that I'm attractive, but okay, I'll accept
most
that.
Most attractive people don't believe it, but they are. Look at Beverly's picture on Facebook. Man, she got gray hair, but man, she's fine. She's fine. Like, what do you say? Yes. She went on, he all those things, you know. And guys get intimidated because she just carries herself with that. And you got the same kind of look and, you know, mystery about you, Felicia, and people are intimidated. Some are brave to come up to you, but the ones that are brave are the ones you don't want to come up to you, because they know good and well, don't try to act like, you know, you can come up to my level. Stop it. Just stop it. Don't want to talk to me.
Well, I try to stay humble. But this question is a little bit off the course of what we were talking about a little bit. You were saying how, you know, when you hypnotizing somebody, you kind of help them get to a place where they can relax. Like a lot of people like the sand, you know, the beach and different places like that. And I don't mean to sound ignorant. It's just a question. Is it possible, since you have to listen to what the person is saying, can someone who's hearing impaired be hypnotized?
That is a good question.
And as far as I know, because you have to listen and you're not reading, that would be rather difficult, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't such a bad question. I was kind of expecting.
No, that's a good question.
Yeah,
it's one I've not gotten before, right?
All right, now, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, because I was wondering.
Okay. People talk about the left and the right brain. They talk about the left side of the brain where people receive the opera and the hoity-toity stuff, and the right side is the everyday stuff. I must stay on the right side all the damn time because I hate opera. But, you know, that's not everything to do. Well, I can be hypnotized because I play to the right of my brain instead of my left.
Say that again.
I've been told, maybe I'm wrong, but people said that the brain, the people who are dealing in the left side of the brain, they appreciate, you know, opera, wine tasting, those caviar kind of stuff, you know.
That's right brain.
They're into the right brain.
Yeah.
I'm into the right brain all the time, as people can tell. But anyway, does that mean because I'm in the right that I can be hypnotized more? Or if I'm in the left, it doesn't matter.
It depends on. See, it's very difficult for people to hypnotize me, and the reason is because I'm a control freak.
All right, girl, go.
Me too.
So people who have a hard time giving up control. All right, so I admit it. So I say, okay, I'm ready to give up control now. I actively will do that. But for people who don't like giving up control, that they're the ones that have to drive the car, you know, they don't like flying because they don't know who the pilot is, right? They're in control in most areas of their life. They have a very hard time giving up that control. So they are a little bit more difficult to hypnotize, but there are methods to get people to give up control.
Okay.
And once they're able to give up control, then they can easily be hypnotized. So if you are controlling and you're worried about going under hypnosis, then it may take longer to get you there. Now, there are people who just can't be hypnotized or have somebody hypnotize them, but they go in and out of alpha and theta all the time. They just have to figure out how to do it themselves or how to release control.
Okay, well, I got a question.
Wow.
Turn over to Felicia. My question is, okay, in the bedroom, and let's be honest, you can hypnotize people. Now, I don't know if guys are hypnotized, but a lot of guys, when they're greedy and they want to have a relationship with you and y'all get ready to actively get into it, you know, they say the woman got control. She can stop before he get ready to climax and say, oh, baby, I got a gas and electric bill. I need to get paid. Now, is that being hypnotized? You're so caught up into what you're doing?
No.
Or, you know, what is it? The female just got that power.
Yes, honey.
Just to stop.
Answer that. How do I do that?
How do you do to stop?
I just want to control everything in the bedroom. That's what I want to do.
That's right. That's
not
what I'm talking
thing.
About. I can just like get them there and say, baby, no. I got to get
yet.
Electric bill on the table right there, about $300.
I tell y'all, that's the other book.
what's the name of that book? So I can get that one.
Huh?
Right. Give us the exclusive. We want the exclusive sneak peek.
So when the prude, the siren, three stages, the fantastic sex, and a rewarding relationship, it's that book.
Woo!
So
you heard Beverly say, y'all listeners out there, she's a control freak. So she cracking when she's doing it. So I told God, get up there and put a dress on and dance for me. Get me turned on.
Yes. So. Yeah, okay, so I'm going to have to be the adult in this situation. Anyway. Yes. Off of the tigress, right? Yes. The key is that no one's in control in the bedroom unless the other person gives them that ability.
Okay.
Right? So you've got agreements, but it's where you are mentally, because sex and is really 95% mental, 5% physical. And
yes.
So it depends on where you are mentally, where, you know, the things that you are willing to do. And if you stop right in the middle and you go, okay, you got to do this, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, okay, that's done, and you're back again. It's kind of like, you know, you're in the middle and you're going, oh, my goodness, I forgot to turn in that report before I left for work. That'll make you change up in a minute, right? All kinds of thoughts can come into your mind in the middle of sex. So
right.
You've got to really look at, you know, how to keep your mind on the present activity.
All right. Now, you know, Felicia.
Well, I'm probably one that can't be hypnotized because my mind is always all over the place. Somebody told me, because I don't know how to meditate, and somebody told me, well, just think of it like see a white canvas in your head. I said, as soon as I see white, I see writing all over it. So I don't know how to do that.
Yes, and so that's where I was. That there's this course that I also, and it's a book. It's called The Master Key System. You can either buy it on Amazon or you can find it online for free, or you can email me and I'll send you a copy because it's out of copyright. But it was a correspondence course that was created in, I think the date is 1912. And it is 24 weeks of training. And what I'm doing now is I'm going to pull it up so that I can give you an idea of exactly what it does. But it's 24 weeks of training. And what I want to do is pull it up so I can read you the first week. Because
let me tell you
this will get you to the point for, you know, what you would do in order to start yourself to that point that you can do your learn to meditate. Because anybody can learn to meditate. Truly, anybody can learn to meditate, but it just takes a little bit of time.
Well, Beverly, I just want to tell you before we take a break, you got somebody in the chat in Nebraska, Mr. Kelly Moore. He said he is focused. That means he controlling the situation in the bedroom, and he loving it. So you got some guys listening to you, Beverly. Woo-woo. How you doing, Kelly Moore in Nebraska? We like it when he's hearing. But with that being said, baby girl, we got to take a break, and we're going to come back in two and two. Stay with us with Miss Beverly L. Jones.
Controversial. Real. Unparalleled. Author is Terry E. Lyle, has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours today. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked Friday at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6004. 347-945-6003. And remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for He will not leave you.
So you secured the back and you secured all the windows? Great job, guys. Miss Sparks, you're perfectly safe now.
Actually, I feel very safe.
Why don't I show you how this works? Push this button and you punch in any number that you feel comfortable with. That's it. It's easy.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Dwayne.
Yes.
Can I offer you something to drink?
Listen, I really would love to, but I have some other jobs to attend to. Maybe another time? I do know you're calling. Hey, if you ever need me, I mean, for the system that is, just give me a call.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Close your eyes, make a wish, and blow out the candlelight. For tonight is just your night. Submit to your demands. I will do anything. Girl, you need only ask. I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight all through the night. I'll make love to you when you want me to, and I will never let go of you. Tell me to.
Welcome back to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And that tune you heard was Boys and Men, I'll Make Love to You. And before the break, we were talking about who got the control in the bedroom, because, you know, I guess Miss Beverly Sells Jones, she's a hypnotist. And she said if you're running on beta while you're at work and alpha, things like on auto control, and you're like, is it doing what it do? So, you know, and she said she's a control freak, so I know things must be good for her. But, man, Felicia's still trying to get some tricks, and she ain't sharing nothing but that. Bro, you know what I'm saying? What's really going on?
You're about to get it.
Oh, Lord, go ahead. Get it, Felicia.
I mean, you need to give up the good, girl.
I'm telling you, right? Really? Yeah. We want to be like
yeah.
you.
I want to be like you when I grow up.
Oh yeah, man. I hear you.
Seriously though, I can just be honest. We all adults here. I will be honest. If I would really want to kind of use
that stuff.
Not in a bad, not for nothing bad. But I think it could really enhance your situation.
Yeah, may guys come out their comfort zone, because sometimes people are a little afraid to do things that might seem to be freaky because it's not something they have done before. But, you know, I'm a firm believer that if you're with your partner or whoever you decide to share that most intimate part of you, it's like y'all merged into one. At some point, you know, some people should be able to relax enough and try something different. But some people, they just stuck on missionary or flip it over back door. Come on now. I wanted somebody to jump up and down, act like a crazy person. Ah, scream and shit. You
like
know, and jump on the bed and come get it.
Becky say, all right, that's enough, girl.
Okay, I'll calm you down.
Okay, we're going to calm it down. Beverly, let's get back to the real business.
Breathe.
Okay. We're putting her out there right now. Let's stop.
Oh, Lord, we read and meditate.
No, but seriously, let me ask you, as far as health, I've been dealing with a few health issues lately, and I would think that hypnosis, if it's a technique that I could learn, that I could probably ease myself into, you know, better dealing with my situation. Would you think that,
true.
You know, okay.
Yeah, depending on what the health issues are, but people have used hypnosis, self-hypnosis. When I teach the Jose Silva Ultramind class, I teach techniques by which you can manage migraine headaches. You can manage stress. People have cured themselves of tumors through this process. People have just changed their health around learning how to control. You see, I look at my body as I'm occupying a robot. All right,
okay.
I look at this magnificent machine that we are inhabiting. Okay, and so often we say, my body did this, or my heart did this, or my bladder, my kidneys, my whatever, you know, my head is hurting me, right? But
right.
You have control of the body. It's not the body has control of you. But we've not been taught how to actually take control of our body. There was a Holocaust survivor by the name of Jack Swartz. He came to the United States. He was a young child in the concentration camps. But he came to the United States, and he was a phenomenon, and doctors tested him, did, you know, all kinds of tests and all that kind of thing, because they couldn't understand how he could control his body so well.
Wow.
So an example is, he was giving a lecture before a group of doctors, right? So it was an organization. He was lecturing before them, and these are all surgeons and, you know, general practitioners and so on, but they're all there to listen to him. And he put a X-ray up on the board, and he picked a couple of the most prominent surgeons that deal orthopedics, orthopedic surgeons, to come look at this X-ray of this leg that had multiple broken bones. And he said, okay, tell me about these X-rays. And they went on to talk about the person would need surgery, and they'd have to put pins in it, and, you know, it would take this long for it to heal and do this, okay? So they're on stage, and he's standing there talking with them and having this major conversation, and he's walking across stage and all that, and he said, that's my leg this morning.
Wow.
And he's walking on his legs, and there's no visible, he's not limping, he's not in pain, he's not sweating, he's not on any drugs. He healed himself from that morning to that time in the afternoon. They later did X-rays, and he was healed.
Wow. But, you know, that I can believe that, though. But, I mean, even the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you can think your way into anything, just like you can think, because I do it often. I'm prone to pushing the panic button, and I'm fretting and going all crazy, and nothing's happened. Just at the thought of certain things happening, and it's like, okay, you need to calm down.
Yeah.
And so this is really interesting to know, because I do. I'm looking for ways to try to calm myself. So that, because I probably wouldn't be as under the weather if I just calmed down.
Well, my recommendation is always that you should meditate at least once a day, minimum.
Okay.
Go up to twice a day, but maximum, and for the most effect, is three times a day. So that can be when you first get up in the morning, at midday, and then before you go to bed at night. Three different times. So depending on how long you do, if you at least start with 5 minutes on each one, that's 15 minutes a day. But you want to really get to where you go back and you go, I'm going to do this for 20 minutes each time, right? So you take 20 minutes, if you're working, 20 minutes out of your lunch hour, a 20-minute break. Or if you get that 15-minute break in the morning and afternoon, you take that 15-minute break and do the meditation. And then the meditation before you go to bed. But this isn't a meditation where you clear your mind of all thought and no. This is a guided meditation, because as you're guiding yourself and telling your body to relax and teaching your body how to relax those muscles and things, you can ask your mind, and you can ask, that's why I call it meditative prayer, that you can ask for what you want or the information you need, right?
Absolutely.
So you do that, and what will happen is things will change for you. Your physically, things will change. Your body will learn to the point, and part of my guided meditation says anytime that you want to relax your body, you know, after I've gotten you totally relaxed and I'm taking you through this particular section, I go, anytime that you want to relax your body, just say the words relax three times, and your body will come back to this particular state of relaxation. So after you go through that meditation multiple times, you will learn to go relax, relax, relax. Well, not quite that fast, and your body says, oops, okay, and your muscles, and you start to relax, the tension in your neck goes away and in your head, and you begin to relax your body. But this is after, you know, going through the process multiple times. You now learn what it feels like. You will learn when the tension is in your neck or in your shoulder, in your back, or in your hips, wherever it is, and you will learn to concentrate on that and then totally relax that part of your body. It is good for your health. It lowers cholesterol, it lowers your stress. It lowers your blood pressure. and you're able to think better. So when you're in a major situation and you're about to panic or I need to stop. I can't think. Well, that's when you say, I need to stop and relax and just relax my body and ask, what is the next right thing for me to do in this situation? And just relax. And don't worry about what the answer is going to be. But it will show up. It may not show up in that particular moment, but a lot of times it does. But you just come out of that and know that the answer is going to come to you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try that tomorrow because a lot of people going through stuff like, you know, I'm going through recovery from the surgery I've had, and then my daughter that's here sometimes, she don't mean to, but sometimes I just feel stressed out, you know, because she just moves very slow, and just as who she is. And when you're in pain, you don't have much patience. So I want to learn how to de-stress because I know that's who she is, but I know that when I'm hurting, I want things like right away, because the pain is intense. But so all I got to do is say three times, okay, relax.
No, I'm saying after you've gone through the guided meditation multiple times and you've learned how to relax your body, then within that guided meditation is hypnotic suggestion of telling your body that all you have to do is say relax three times. So you got to go through the process first before you can do that. But I'm going to give you all something that you can do now, even without the guided meditation. And that is, and you start at 25. You start at the number 25. You just sit there. So in that book I was telling you about, the Master Key System, the first week, it tells you, select a room where you can be alone and undisturbed. Sit erect, comfortably. Do not lounge. Let your thoughts roam where they will, but be perfectly still from 15 minutes to half an hour. Continue this for 3 to 4 days a week until you secure full control of your physical being. Because a lot of people, they've never sat for 15 minutes. With
that
no
would
music,
be me.
No television, no noise, just sit. And in this one, it's, you know, let those thoughts come in. I don't care what happens. Let those thoughts come in. Recognize they're there. When am I going to fix your dinner tonight? Okay, I'll worry about that when it's done. Okay, thank you. Okay, I wonder what Barbara's doing later on. Okay, and all those things that just come showing up in your mind. You just say, I acknowledge you, go away, right? Basically is what I do. I acknowledge you and just move it out of the way. I'll deal with you later. And over a period of time, as you start doing this, those thoughts don't come quite as fast, but a way to, so you're sitting there, you're quiet, but I added, when I'm teaching this class, I add one thing to this sitting and being quiet, and that is to start with a low number of 25, and you sit there with your eyes closed, and you count backwards from 25 to 1. Now, listeners, you may think that is easy, but with the thoughts coming in, right, you'll lose count because you're going 25 and you're breathing. Take in a breath and go 25, 24, 23. So you're not doing it real fast. But what happens when you're doing it, and you're not saying it out loud, you're doing it mentally. What happens, those thoughts come in, and next thing you'll go, what number was I on? Right? And then when you do that, you go, I got to start at 25. You start at 25 again. And then you keep going, and you might remember you got the 15, right? So you'll start getting to the point where the thought come in, you know you were at 15, you can go to 14 and keep going. But you keep restarting at 25 until either you get to the number one without stopping and losing count, or your 15 minutes is up. And when I first started this, getting to 25, I had to restart like 5 times or 6 times. And then finally it was like, okay, thoughts stay away. Okay, that thought comes in. Okay, I'm not gonna think about you. 16, 15, 14, go away. 13. So you learn to start moving those thoughts out of the way. When you master going from 25 to 1, now you start at 50 and go from 50 to 1. And then when you master that, I mean really master it, you've done it multiple times, multiple days at 25 to 1. And it's like I'm getting from 25 to 1 in the first 3 times. Okay, well, that means I need to go to 50. And you can go from 25 in the same sitting. You can say, okay, I got this mastered. I'm going to start at 50. And what that does is it helps you begin to learn how to take those thoughts out. It also helps you learn to be able to concentrate. So there's a number of things that you get from learning to do these guided type meditations, and especially in this Master Key system, when I take you through it, it just helps you learn to concentrate. And in the meantime, you also learn to relax because you're not paying attention to your stress. You're not paying attention to your body. Stuff.
Wow. That's incredible. That really just that much. You just don't know how much that just helped me. Because I can just be really completely honest with you. I am right now. I'm taking a break from everything, and I'm alone. And I will be alone for 5 days. I've been alone for 3 days now. I have 2 more days left, and I've been trying to figure out what I need to do, and I just haven't been able to quiet myself. That is a really great exercise for me. I'm going to actually try that tonight. And I see how it can help a person move into meditation because you have to train yourself first, in other words, to even just try to quiet your thoughts. So I appreciate that. I'm like you, I do a lot of reading and, you know, and research. And I'm actually a psychology student. And so I study the brain a lot, but it's like I don't think that everything applies to me. That applies to everyone else. So, I mean, and it's as simple as you might think that is, that was so profound for me. So thank you for that.
Okay. You're welcome.
Wow. We need to take a small break. And we'll be back in 2 and 2. If anybody wants to talk to Beverly, you can dial 347-945-6003, or you can text your questions, and I'll ask them for you. So we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there. Yes. Oh, I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day. No! Who is this? Why is he in my house?
Jesus.
Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house.
Oh, my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have been authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah.
All right. I guess Terry took a little breather for a minute. Barry, you still there?
Okay, I'm back, baby. You know, that tune was by Tony Terry, When I'm With You. And I'm sorry, listeners, that my phone was on mute because I was doing some other things on a switchboard. But what I was saying was that song by Tony Terry, When I'm With You, is for all the lovers in the house, for all these people who are alone right now. And, you know, and sometimes you're reflecting on how it used to be. And for all those people who are looking for romance in their life, you know, sometimes you just got to go there, you know, and I remember the days when, like, you know, maybe it's being hypnosis or whatever, when you with that certain person, and, man, you just can't breathe good. Like, you can barely catch your breath, and you just don't know what the hell is going on. But, you know, ooh-wee, it feels so good to where you've been at, you know. So thank you, Felicia, for picking up the fact that I ain't said nothing, but when I'm with you. So I'm just going to shut my fan mouth and thank my listeners for tuning in and get a mic over to Felicia.
Yeah, before the break, we were having some really interesting, Beverly was sharing some interesting things with us. So, callers, please call in and ask questions because I know that we are, all of us can use this information. I mean, it's really been helpful for me. So, Beverly, I just wanted to know, what jarred your interest really in hypnosis? What really jarred your interest in it?
Well, I am unmuted. Okay. So part of it was learning the One Command and learning the Jose Silva information. And really, many, many years ago, I had kind of dabbled in self-hypnosis, but I never really put it into my life on a regular basis. I kind of knew how to relax myself. I kind of knew how to do some affirmations if I needed to and those kinds of things. But I never really got deep into the information. I never just said, let me figure out how this works. So that's how I really got started, because I said, this is really changing my life. And the things that I'm teaching the people who come to my seminars, their lives were changing. And so the more you see change, the more that you see that something works, the more you really want to get into it, because you really want it to work more and better and more often. Yes?
So let me ask you this about hypnosis. And I know that you were saying how you got to learn the techniques of relaxing and all these things. I've heard people say, if you put stuff out in the atmosphere, it's going to happen. Now, I'm not sure whether you use hypnosis to kind of generate lottery numbers. Is that possible? Because sometimes when you see the balls dropping, I mean, I'm not saying I play lottery or anything, but every now and then when it's like, you know, really, really high, I just spend a dollar and try. And I'd be looking at the numbers hit, and I'd be wondering, like, are those balls weighted? Or could I just be having that mental thing? And I'd be saying, okay, make it a 3. Make it a 2 or whatever. Can you do it through the TV screen? It has to be one-on-one personal.
Well, really, it has to be one-on-one personal. And, you know, getting the numbers for the lottery, you know, if that was the case, you wouldn't be talking to me right now because I'd be somewhere.
Overseas
or something. But the key is, no, I don't say that you can get a number. People have dreamt the numbers before, so going into hypnosis or in a relaxation state, you can, you know, get yourself to remember what you dreamt the night before. You know, you can ask for anything. Remember, Scripture says, ask and it'll be given to you. So, you know, we're just not asking. It's like Steve Harvey said, he asked to be rich. How many of you have asked to be rich? So the key is asking for what you want, but also be willing to do the work for it to happen.
All right, then. Well, Felicia, you got a question. This lady is so multi-talented. She do so many things. You want to ask her questions? I know you were talking about you might just going to get into some gardening. And she might have some tips for that as well. I Felicia, is your mic on mute? Or maybe we lost the Beverly. But anyway, Beverly,
okay.
Tell us about your gardening things that you do, and what's growing for you.
Oh, well, you know, it's one of those things that when I lived in Pennsylvania, gardening was fairly straightforward and simple. You got your stuff out in the spring and tilled the soil and you did stuff. And even if you weren't doing things halfway right, you got some harvest. I used to get squash like everybody else gets. I was giving squash away and tomatoes and I'd get cucumbers and stuff. And then once I moved to Texas, this is a whole different climate. And there's a whole parcel of bugs and different kinds of things that go on here. And the soil is horrible. So I just kind of over the years, I just started, you know, doing a little bit more and learning a little bit more. And then this year it was like, you know, I went to classes. I went, you know, traveled 50 miles to this place to learn about getting your soil right and you know, what kind of nutrients you put in your soil. But one of the things I always realized is all the books I read and all the things that I was looking at, I've always felt something was missing, something I wasn't getting. And then this year I decided to just do my obsessive compulsive self again, and I started watching a lot of YouTube videos from people who are doing gardens that are successful, and some of them are considered experts. And I started incorporating a lot of that stuff in my garden, things like lasagna gardening and hugel culture beds and using sheep poo and wood chips and just all these different things. And I found out about, you know, how often you're supposed to fertilize and all that. So with all of that, and I may pay up, you know, take a picture and post it on the announcement for this show. But I have like 18 tomato plants that I had harvested in the spring, because here in Texas there's two growing seasons, spring and early summer, and then the 105 and 10 degree weather kind of kills things off, or you nurse them through the summer, and then about August you start planning for the fall harvest. Well, I nursed my tomatoes through the summer, and now they have got tons of flowers on them, so hopefully I'll have a bountiful harvest of tomatoes. I've got green peppers, and this year for the very first time, and I asked myself, because I said, I never even thought about planting potatoes. So I have sweet potatoes planted all over the place, and I've got them even in my front yard because they have a beautiful vine. And so I'm looking forward to possibly about a 50-pound harvest of sweet potatoes this year. So I'll be making pies and giving them away and all that kind of stuff. But I'm also growing garlic. Never grown garlic before. And, you know, garlic's expensive in the store, but you buy one or two heads of garlic in the store, break them apart with those garlic cloves, and you can plant them, and each one of those little cloves are going to give you garlic, a whole head. And yes, you know, I just planted here in Texas, I planted them about 3 weeks ago, and they'll grow through the winter since we have such mild winters. Up north, people plant them like April or after the last frost, and they harvest them in the fall. But
okay, well, Beverly,
just that little piece will save money.
I know that's right. But we want you to tell everyone how to get a hold of you and the titles of your books and how much they cost, because I'm going to get interviewed in about 15 minutes. So I'm going to have to dash and go on to the other radio station. And so thanks, Felicia. Are you back with us? I know you had dropped off for a few minutes.
I could hear you guys, but for some reason you couldn't hear me.
Wow.
Well,
okay.
Give your personal shout
out. Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Where can we find your book? And you know, if you have any social medias that, you know, we can go to and people can go to get more information about your book.
Okay. So on social media, you can just Google me, Beverly Fells Jones. and I've come up. but on social media, on Facebook, is Beverly Fells, and that's F like in Frank, E-L-L-S. If you put in Beverly Fells, I'll pop up because I'm the only one. And
wow.
That'll make it easy for you to find me. On Facebook, my fan page is Commanding Your Life, just like my website is commandingyourlife.com. All right, and this is Friday night, 9:16. So by about in about an hour or so after we're off the air, there'll be a page for you to go to, and it'll be commandingyourlife.com/Terry Lyle Show. And in there, I'm gonna give people two things. One is a free guided meditation to teach you about visualization. And then the other thing is a book by an author that I absolutely love, Russell Conwell, and it's called Acres of Diamonds. It was given over 6,000 times in his lifetime, and this was before his death in 1925. I like the old masters because we learn quite a bit. He was an American Baptist minister. So I'm going to have both of those on the page when you come in, and you sign up your email address and your name, and then you'll be taken to the page for accessing those two things. But that will be in about an hour. So if people are listening to it later, they've accessed it. So it's commandingyourlife.com, Terry Lyle Show.
Okay, and everyone else.
So there's no spaces.
Okay, and everyone else.
And she's giving away gifts.
After the show, in 5 minutes, you can upload this to whatever media site that you're on. I want to thank Beverly for being here, and I'm going to run over to the Superwoman's radio show. If you want to call and listen to me, you will call into 845-277-9243, and you hear me talk trash like I always do. I want to thank Beverly for being here.
All right. Say that number again.
That number is 845-277-9243. The Superwoman radio show with the co-host, Tina Hobson. So everybody tune in. I'm going to run from this one to the next one and keep it moving. We love you, Beverly. Thank you, Felicia, for holding it down with her sister. And we're going to leave a father here with a song called If I Ever Fall in Love by Shy. Everybody out there, it's a Friday evening. Thank you for hanging out. Please don't drink and drive or do drugs, you know. Keep it real. Your family's out there. Be safe. Have a great weekend, and come back next weekend. We're going to do this thing all over again at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 347-945-6003. We're taking it home now.
All right. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.
Coming right back at you, babe. If I ever fall in love again, next time the lady will be just like you.
The very first time that I saw your brown eye, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one. But I was caught up in physical attraction. But to my satisfaction, baby, you're more than just a fan. Say that.